أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So today we will look at another story from Surah Al-Kahf. And this is the story of the two gardens. The moral of the story is acknowledging divinity as the source of all blessings. And to continually use the phrase, Masha'Allah, La quwwata illa billah. Loosely translated, it means it is as Allah had intended and there is no power except that of Allah. Masha'Allah is a very common phrase in everyday Muslim speech and it indicates a recognition that nothing happens outside of God's will. We're taught to say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. There is no strength or power except that of God, the Most High, the Most Great. Now that acknowledges that no individual can accomplish anything without the help of God. So with that in the background, let's go back to the story. The wealthy Meccans refused to sit with the followers of the Prophet, whom they considered to be below their social status. So this story talks about two men. Allah says, we gave one of them two gardens of grapevines. We surrounded them with date palms and placed grain fields in between. This is Ayah 32 of Surah Al-Kahf. He continues to say that the two gardens had abundant fruit, which sort of means that it was a profitable business. Now this man boasts to his companion or his brother and he says, have you seen what I have? I am stronger than you, which also indicates that he may also have had many sons. The abundance he had deluded him in thinking that it would never perish, and he thought he had taken all the measures to secure his investments, assuming that his wealth would make him immortal to the extent that in Ayah 37 he thinks that even if he were to die, he would be brought back to something better. He believed that his wealth was solely because of his personal merit and assumed that it will transcend even death. In fact, he goes further to say, وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةُ قَائِمًا. I don't think the hour will ever come. Now his companion respectfully challenges his beliefs and gives him another view, saying there can be no accomplishment without the help of divinity. He reminds him of his origin and then he tells him in Ayah 39, whenever you see your garden, say Masha'Allah, it is as Allah has intended, and La quwwata illa billah, there is no strength, no power except that of Allah. And then hurt by the belittling by his companion, he says to him, if you consider me to be inferior to you in wealth and in children, then maybe my Rabb will give me better and he could make your garden bare and make the water sink down into the ground. These are words of hope in divinity and hurt from someone who feels extremely belittled. The story continues to say that his wealth was destroyed. Everything went topsy-turvy and he says, Ya laytani lam ushrik bi rabbi ahada. How I wish that I had not associated anyone with my Rabb. And Allah says there was no one to help him besides Allah, nor could he defend himself. And then a beautiful ayah, which sort of summarizes this story. Ayah 46, Allah says, Al-malu wal-banuna zinatul hayat ad-dunya. Wealth and children are a decoration of the life of this world. وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عَنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ عَمَلًا. But the legacy of good deeds, of good works that you leave behind is far better with your Rabb in reward, and it's the best thing you can hope in. So two things. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to always acknowledge the hand of divinity and to ensure that we leave the world a better place than that which we found it in. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.